looked at our readings earlier this morning. For some reason, St. John Paul II came to mind. I think it was based on the Psalm 122, this refrain that says, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." The reason that I thought of him was in April 2005, I was a senior in high school. It was a Saturday. I was at a track meet, and John Paul II was in his final days, and there I was at this track meet. My mom called and said that the Holy Father had passed away. It was Divine Mercy Sunday, the eve of Divine Mercy Sunday. Many of you might remember it well. It was fitting that he passed away on that feast day of Divine Mercy because he, of course, instituted that, reminding the church of the great need for mercy, that mercy is God's kindness looking on our human misery. And he passed away on that feast day that he had instituted. His final reported words before he passed and went to the Lord were, "Let me go to the house of my Father," that he was ready to go to the house of his Father, and that the psalm is in some ways saying the same thing, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." So I thought of him, and then I listened to the radio this morning, and they mentioned that it was 2 years ago today that he was canonized, that Pope Francis canonized St. John Paul II, and St. John the 23rd on April 27th of 2014, we remember that as well. What's beautiful to me about the life of John Paul II is I don't remember him as a young man. He, of course, was elected Pope at the age of 58. Those of you who were around in 1978 might remember the first time he walked to the loggia in St. Peter's Square. There he was, and people couldn't believe how young he was. He looked like a rugby player. He had these big, broad shoulders, this big, booming voice. But I don't remember the broad shoulders. I don't remember the booming voice. I remember a very frail man, a man who was very weak, a man who in his final weeks, when he appeared before the crowds at St. Peter's, could hardly talk. That's who I remember. What's beautiful about somebody like St. John Paul II is he did not hide his weakness. He didn't run from where he felt poor. He let the whole world see him suffer. How oftentimes are we afraid of this place where we're weak, this place where we're a bit vulnerable, this place where we feel like we might be inadequate? John Paul II didn't let that affect him. The saints didn't let that affect them. In fact, they allowed God to love them in that place where we feel weakest, where we feel poorest, where we feel the most inadequate. If we can simply open that up to God and let him love us there, he can do the same kind of work that he did through John Paul II in us. To not be afraid of that place. What was John Paul II's secret? He lived this gospel really well, John 15. "Remain in me, stay with me, don't leave me." Our job as Christians is simply to stay with the Lord in good times and in bad, when things are going great and not so great. That if we open that up to the Lord, then truly he can bear great fruit because we have remained in him. Today, let's just stay with him. Let's remain in him. And he will bear that fruit that he promises to bear.